So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, that we've never seen the cattle market any better than what it is. The confidence in the industry is going really well. Right, there we go. There, two magnificent bulls there. What are they?
We got through 190 odd bulls in 3 hours in this heat. I suppose it's a little bit higher than 30 degrees, so I think most people would be pretty happy to get it over and done with nice and early, that's for sure. Hi, I'm Tiny Holly, Landmark auctioneer up here at Fitzroy Bull Sale. That's why we're here. We're here for the farmers and to see them improve, and both the buyers and the sellers. And I think it's it was a true credit to the buyers, to the vendors, to put up such good stock. And, you know, the stock have held up in the heat, so that's a good sign when they go back to the stations ready to do work.
Now, as far as the sale went today, what's your assessment?
Look, this is my first sale up here, but as I said, the cattle have been presented really, really well, in good order, and I think the prices were very good and probably true to where the market is at this very point, because we're experiencing some of the better cattle markets that we've seen, probably in the history of the cattle industry in WA, so it's really encouraging.
What kind of prices were we getting?
Well, we got up to 7,200, I think, was the top, and they probably would have averaged around the 4, so there certainly wasn't too many under that, and, you know, it's a good sign. It's a good sign, especially up here where people can be selective, but they did the right thing today.
So what do you think the average price of around 4,000 says about what's going on in the industry up here at the moment?
Well, I think it just gives its confidence, and that's what we want to see, confidence going forward. And it's a confidence that's not going to be around just for 2 or 3 months. It's, you know, the signs are there that it's going to be here for more years than not. So, you know, in 5 years, we probably will be standing here saying that it's still quite good, we hope. So, you know, that's the way we look at it anyway.
And what would you say about the mood here today?
I reckon everyone seems pretty happy. You know, again, it's because of the industry, the way it's moving forward, and the way it's moved forward. There's a little bit of if and but about Indonesia and those sorts of areas. But there seems to be another market coming in if one does happen to fall off. So, yeah, it's really encouraging.
Quite a few choices of breeds as well. What were the big sellers?
Well, what weren't the big sellers, really? I think they all sold very, very well. The Brahmins and the Droughtmasters were very, very good, both red and grey Brahmins. But then the mixtures have sold very well as well, the red Brangus and, you know, those sorts of stock. So, I was very, very happy with the way it went because of, you know, there's so much activity.
Did it feel like the crowd today were sort of hungry?
In places, but probably not hungry. They were just keen. You know, they were keen to have a real good crack at it, and they did. Yeah, they did. There was 4 or 5 people on most lines, and a few more on some of the higher prices. So, which is just good.
Yeah. And so, all of them sold.
All sold, 100% clearance. So, which is always good for the clients. So, yeah. Hopefully, they'll get them back next year.
I got $4,000 now. At $4,000, I've got a bit four now. I've got a bit $4,000.
I'm here with John Henwood from Fossil Down Station. I understand that you bought the most expensive bull here at the sale today.
Oh, well, in partnership with one of the members of their new company, WN McDonald, yes.
How much did you pay and what was the breed?
A 7250 Droughtmaster.
And what was it about that particular bull which really stood out for you?
Well, there was 2 of them. They just had length and depth and quietness and just the style I've always liked, you know.
What do you think about the quality of the bulls in general that you've seen here today?
Oh, very good. Yeah.
And a huge turnout as well. What do you think that says about the industry?
Oh, a lot of confidence, yeah. But there's 2, our group are more going for local trade, and then there's the other group going for live export.
What is it about these Queensland stud bulls which makes them so desirable here in the Kimberley?
Well, what we've found with southern bulls, these bulls, you can stick them out in the paddock straight away and they just seem to go on. With the southern bulls, I don't know whether it's the food or what it is they have, but they take another 12 months to acclimatise.
As we know, John, you've sold Fossil Down Station to Gina Reinhardt. What's the plans with the bulls that you've bought today?
Oh, just to go in the herd. All our cows are one mob, and so they just join the happy group. Yeah.
Have you had any discussions with Gina Reinhardt or her people about what they're going to do with the station?
No, just to keep running it the way we were. The things we've found out that didn't work for us, we've tried to put right, but, you know, it's good that someone like Gina's come in because they'll be able to expand on it and really make it hum. Just hope she keeps me on as a bull buyer, though.
At $5,000 and I sell. Bidding done. Downs.